You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It is personal finance time on a Monday. We're going to be taking a look at some wealth creation secrets beyond savings with the team at Novari. I'm joined on the line by Dr. Theuns Mann to take a look at this and see what we make of it. Dr. Mann, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Where do we start to have conversations around the difference between wealth and savings? Where does the bridge kind of start?
Hi, Jimmy. Thank you for having me tonight. Hello to the listeners as well. That's a very good question. You know, I get it a lot in practice. Savings is obviously very important and building wealth. And I find that so many people focus on building wealth, which is fine. That's obviously how we develop wealth. But these conversations should happen. The bridge is conversations with your family. We're talking about generational wealth tonight. And, you know, I find that, you know, as soon as possible, start to have these conversations, you know, what's going to happen with our family wealth, you know, if circumstances change, you know, someone passes away or someone gets seriously ill. And wealth is not necessarily only, you know, savings. Wealth can be a business. You know, in most cases, we work with entrepreneurs. This single point of wealth is this massive business that developed the whole life and worked the whole life for. So it's very important to bridge that and have these conversations as soon as possible.
Dr. Mann, you touched on a very important topic that it's not just about savings. We should be thinking about wealth in different shapes and forms. And in South Africa, we know there's no shortage of entrepreneurial activities and businesses being started here. Where do the conversations then break down? If we know that businesses have the opportunity to create wealth for families and for generations, why then do we have the breakdown that we do when it comes to things like wealth transfer conversations?
Let me give you an example. Imagine my father was a big businessman and he had a very specialized business, whatever it might be, an engineer or a medical doctor or whatever the case is. And he now passes the responsibilities towards me if circumstances change. He passes away or whatever circumstances change because I'm his son. I'm next in line, the next generation to inherit these assets. But who's to say I want that responsibility? Who's to say I want to continue with the family business? I might have something in totality different in mind for my own life, which is not part of the actual family business. So that's why it's so important to have these conversations around generational wealth. What is going to happen with this business? In this instance, say, for example, I didn't want to continue with the family business because I had something else in mind. Then it's best for my father to have, you know, serious conversations in terms of business continuity. You know, what's going to happen with the business? There's obviously employees in the business that rely on the business, that social responsibility part as well. And there's a lot of business continuity cases you can go into. But can you see where I'm going with this? To have this conversation first with my family, not just assume because I tick all the boxes. I tick all the estate planning boxes. I have a will in place. I have life cover in place. I have abundant savings. You know, money doesn't necessarily solve the problem. You know, this is more a conversational thing with my family to see, you know, are they ready and do they want to take on the responsibility? You know, I strongly believe, you know, a well-funded estate can fail.
Dr. Mann, it sounds like you're talking very much around intellectual wealth transfer, not just the physical currency transfers that come through. If we are to kind of broaden that conversation and look deeper into that, how do we ensure that the right conversations are being had? Because as you said, for some family members, they might not want to be a part of the family business. They might have their own ambitions and things. How do we start to have the conversation so that we can understand the value that's been created, the value that might be lost, and basically where the implications could be of these decisions?
This starts obviously with the head of the firm or head of the family to have these difficult conversations. It's not necessarily a difficult conversation, but it's a question to put out there. But in practice, Jimmy, what really works is to get a proper advisor involved in this, a proper estate planner, you know, get coordinated advice because most of these guys will have an auditor in place. There will be an auditor doing the books, accountant, and there will probably be a lawyer involved as well, doing all the legal work and contracts and wills, etc. But you have a proper estate planner involved in this as well as a coordinated point of contact to help, you know, with these conversations, because most often a well-qualified estate planner and well-experienced estate planner will be able to probe these conversations to pick up and say, yeah, I hear you on this, but did you ever think about this and this and this, the soft side? That's a practical way of doing this.
Dr. Munz, let's take a look at first-generational wealth, those that are looking to start wealth for future generations, those that might not have businesses, operations, and things to inherit, but that might say, I think my side income or my side hustle could be an avenue for me to explore in the long term. What are the building blocks of new wealth creation where wealth didn't previously exist?
Yeah, so savings is obviously the first step here. I mean, if you don't save and you don't have wealth, you can't really plan for wealth. But I get it a lot in practice, Jimmy, as well, where clients ask me, you know, when is the right time to start? Think about all these generational wealth stuff you talk about and all these building blocks you're talking about, because, you know, obviously it's a structuring exercise. There might be stuff like trust involved and all this stuff. And people usually think I must be very successful before I can even think about that. And that's not the truth. You know, if you think your side hustle, you know, can pull you through and really develop into something big, the best time is to start yesterday. You know, start as soon as possible with that. It's not necessary. It doesn't have to be this massive, expensive exercise. But to start working with someone and someone that can understand your face and how it fits together is powerful over the long run.
Dr. Munz, what about making mistakes? Often we're told this is the blueprint. It has to be a perfect blueprint in order for it to be a successful one. But what about the role of being able to make mistakes, learn from those mistakes, and teach those learnings on to the family, to the next generation? How much of a role does that play in the mindset and the psychological aspects behind wealth creation?
Well, I think that is massive. You know, Jimmy, I think most of the mistakes when it comes to generational and family wealth is disputes, you know, where family members end up in dispute. They fight about certain elements. And I think that's so powerful to learn from these mistakes, how we handle certain situations. You know, you get it a lot when, especially the elderly generation, where they are sort of private on their affairs. They don't want you to go there and ask, you know, the difficult questions, the serious questions. And that's in itself is a form of a mistake, because that often results in some form of dispute. I've seen it before where it was a massive dispute. So to learn from those mistakes and pass it on to your next generation, that's powerful. It's such a powerful thing to do, to stop these disputes going forward, you know, because most often when there's emotion involved and there's disputes, that erodes wealth very fast, faster than the market will ever do.
Dr. Munz, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the power of collaboration in wealth creation. We spoke about the family aspects of it. We've spoken about the savings aspects of it. But finding good partners to collaborate with, whether it's family members as those partners, whether it's external business partners, that could also be quite a differentiating factor between the successes and the failures, because you're allowed to then build off of each other's knowledge bases. And what does that then do for the exponential possibilities around this wealth creation?
Yeah, I believe there's two sets of partners. There's internal and external. Your internal partners will be exactly like you've mentioned. It can be family members. It can be business partners. That's the people involved in the day-to-day operations, you know, of a business or a family operation, right? And that's powerful in itself, you know, because like you mentioned, we can leverage each other. But also from an external point of view, your professional external advisors, that's also powerful when those guys can coordinate and work together. And I mean, like, really work together. When you can phone someone and ask them, you know, what's going on in that and that and that financial statements? Why is this like this? You know, that's also a powerful way of working together. And if you can align these two bridges, internal and external partners, that's powerful.
There is a lot that comes through in terms of secrets to unlocking wealth creation. Some of it doesn't necessarily rely in having inherited the wealth, but rather in approaching the thinking differently. And that's perhaps where the secret, or the biggest secret rather, could lie in all of this beyond the savings component. We'll have to leave this conversation on that note. Dr. Tiens Munz, Managing Director at Navari Wealth and Invest, joining us to take a look at wealth creation as a journey and looking at that beyond just savings.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.